always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up, this the Warrior Don Christian. You're tuned in to Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Tonight we're getting it in with DJ Will from Jacksonville, and we're going to talk on the topic of dreams. Something that I keep seeing in the Gospels early is that God moves through a lot of dreams, man. Right now, though, we got this brand new single from Christian Gray featuring Swoop called Vanish on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in, man. This track is cracking, let's go.
Wish I could make a difference, but I just make it difficult. So I'm grabbing my binoculars, cause I don't wanna get close. I've done enough damage for the both of us. Thinking I should hit the road, get invisible, vanish. But if I wait too long, you just made me go. Any longer we can't harbor, yeah. The ship was never really safe at bay. I've learned to love your shining armor. Don't forget to let me lead the way. Watching from the distance, wish I could make a difference, but I just make it difficult. So I'm grabbing my binoculars, cause I don't wanna get close. I've done enough damage for the both of us. Thinking I should hit the road, get invisible, vanish. But if I wait too long, you just made me go.
Mama used to tell me if it ain't broke, don't break it. So why I'm trying to fix what's broke with no payment? No payment, I ain't have enough for the damages. So I put it down before I damage us. Disappear, I'm sure disappears as apathy. Now you mad at me and it's tragic. We are drowning in an ocean of your tears. Whales, and I'm more like a whale in that well. Killer, toxic to my damsel in distress. So I step back, watching you just handling the stress. Try to wait it out, trying to let you do you. But I make them vows, I don't wanna lose you. Ready or not, here I come. Ali, Ali, oxen free, my dear, I run. Whether false or the Titanic, sink or swim, I promise you I won't vanish.
But if I wait too long, you just may be gone forever. And I can't leave you here. We gon' disappear together.
All I really know is 100, nothing left. 100, till nothing left. All I really know is 100, nothing left. 100, till nothing left. All I really know is 100, nothing left. 100, till nothing left. All I really know is 100, nothing left.
Came to the set, had me feeling like Jackie Robinson, rocking the 42 in my Dodger fit. Gripping the arm that was just took by a bitch. Crowd the opposite, saying that I should quit, but I don't throw all of it. You can hate, but you can't hurt me. You can hate, but you can't hurt me. And my worth is safe, I can leave this earth today. Gassed up on grace, how they gon' circle K?
I don't want no new Bugatti. Put me in Ember County, Liberia, I'm serious. Mosquito neck in my Bible. On concrete bed, I'm still smiling. Ain't eating much, but I'm smiling. I'd rather be in the jungle than the will of God than anywhere else outside it. Boy, I'm I'm in this life, but my hope ain't in this life. A good career book for years, a book and peers, a good look, this won't suffice. But homie, my life is hidden in Christ. My life is hidden in Christ. Give me 99 problems plus one God head. The result is
all I really know is 100. Nothing left. 100. Till nothing left. All I really know is 100. Nothing left. 100. Till nothing left. All I really know is 100. Nothing left,
nothing left.
100,
100,
till nothing left.
All I really know is 100,
100,
nothing left,
nothing left.
100,
100,
till nothing left.
All I really know is
our God's never failing. Ain't nothing you can tell him. Yes, he's the generous type, but you face him, you will take that alien. No, our God won't fail us. We know from where our help comes. So I put my life at stake, though it might be blood. I want that well done. 100. If we flipping burgers, if we flipping houses, when our bank accounts don't mean nothing. And if we paid a lot, or if we paid a bit, we gon' be going in, cause he's coming. We tryna be the best that we can be and rest so that the world can see that he's done it. No matter who cuts the checks or where we working at, man, we work for him and we love it.
All I really know is
100,
100,
nothing left,
nothing left.
100,
100,
till nothing left.
All I really know is
100,
100,
nothing left,
nothing left.
100,
100,
till nothing left.
All I really know is,
yeah, all I really know is 100, nothing left.
All I really know is
100, till nothing left.
All I really know is.
My faithful servant, a life full of pushback, at that moment will all be worth it, cause my work is worship, and when he comes back for his church all over the earth, we'll be given no less than what he gave us first.
100.
About the inches on my rims, I'm cruising, blowing loud in the wind. Elevate your mind. It's time to take it to another level. Trusting God and I refuse to settle. Can't do it. I'm riding high. Ain't talking about the inches on my rims. I'm cruising, blowing loud in the wind. Elevate your mind. It's time to take it to another level. Trusting God and I refuse to settle. Can't do it. I'm riding. I used to think riding high with Chevy on tall rims. 26 inches, 350 engine, that trunk beam, they listening. Candy painted, it's glistening. TV in the dash with leather buckets for sitting in. A flying first class, straight relaxing with my seat back. A smoking loud, that leave you stuck like you playing freeze tag. But as the world turned, I realized I didn't need that. Basic instruction before leaving Earth, receive that.
Receive that.
I'm making preparation for elevation. Consulting with my maker with every decision I'm making. He's never on vacation. But sometimes I be tripping, he bring me back to my senses. Then I get back on my mission. Righteous vision, we grinding, not double minded. We focus on the one that gives sight to the blind and hope to the hopeless. If you dwelling in his presence, everything will be fine. Just let him have the wheel while you sit back and ride.
I'm riding high, high. Ain't talking about the inches on my rims. I'm cruising, blowing loud in the wind. Elevate your mind. It's time to take it to another level. Trusting God and I refuse to settle.
Can't do it.
I'm riding high. Ain't talking about the inches on my rims. I'm cruising, blowing loud in the wind. Elevate your mind. It's time to take it to another level. Trusting God and I refuse to settle.
Can't do it.
I'm riding high.
In my old school Bonneville, and I was sitting in the back, hurting for money, had my intentions on cooking crack. My partner them Ryan clean. My mama live in a shack. I see you creepy crawling, swerving, barely missing the curb in that drop top, leaning back. I click clack pow, now I'm riding that. I'm loving that flat black paint. Matter of fact, I can't barely feel your tank, but it's cool though. I still like a fool though. Riding through the city with my partner in your hood, folks. Spotted by your homie, now they want it with my hood. So they pull up, it's over. Whip had a tracking system, all them center packing pistol. Now I'm thinking that I should've listened back when Pastor mentioned that we all gotta face that judge, homie. Now I'm wishing I would've rolled high in love, homie. Now I'm sitting high, about to catch these slugs.
I'm riding high, ain't talking about the inches on my rims. I'm cruising, blowing loud in the wind. Elevate your mind, it's time to take it to another level. Trust in God and I refuse to settle. I'm riding high, ain't talking about the inches on my rims. I'm cruising, blowing loud in the wind. Elevate your mind, it's time to take it to another level. Trust in God and I refuse to settle. I'm riding high,
me and my lady cruise. Wifed out, iced out, slow grooving. Marvin is blasting, we making moments that's lasting forever, baby. We do it, feel so good to be in the will of the one that control the sun and the moonlight.
Lights.
Call this the highlight.
The highlight.
I used to chase the counterfeit high. Get that puff puff pass, but the moments don't last.
No.
Fleeting pleasure, false treasure, it all run together.
It all run together.
I'm giving life, got no time for rapping. I'm living proof of what it looked like when Jesus happened. I see you squares laughing, but the life I live is not my own.
It's not my own.
And my worth is not valued in shining chrome.
Yeah,
I'm riding high cause the most high saw fit for me not to die in the land.
I'm riding high, ain't talking about the inches on my rims. I'm cruising, blowing loud in the wind. Elevate your mind, it's time to take it to another level. Trust in God and I refuse to settle. I'm riding high.
All right, man, we here right now with the homie DJ Will from Jacksonville, man. And I know that's your name and everything, but man, how did you settle with that name, man? Talk to me real quick.
Oh man, well, you know, I'm known as everybody's favorite cousin.
Yeah.
DJ Will. Man, they used to be Brother Will. DJ Brother Will.
Oh, wow.
Brother William. He used to be DJ Brother William. They used to call everybody Bro. But, you know, Bro just kind of played out. I just started calling everybody cousin.
Yeah.
And it kind of stuck. So I didn't just want to call, I didn't want to just be just anybody's cousin. I want to be everybody's cousin.
Yeah.
So I decided to call myself everybody's favorite cousin. And it kind of stuck, man. It kind of stuck with people for years, man. And I've been running like that. Man, I've been running like that for years, man. So I've been known as everybody's favorite cousin. DJ Will from Jacksonville.
That's what's up, man. I remember seeing the big bus. You had a big old bus, man. And I think that was one of the first times I saw you. On the internet, that's where I checked you out. I mean, because I'm all the way in Seattle, so I heard of you and I was okay, man, he's doing his thing. Okay, so that's what's up. So we wanted to get you on, man, and the way that we get stuff started, we always start with the testimony, man. We're gonna have like about 5 minute spiel, man. Share with me how you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
Man, this is crazy because I'm telling you, man, I've always known about the Lord. Thought I was saved, coming from a Pentecostal background. It's a long story. We're not even going to get into the Pentecostal background because the time when God really revealed himself, man, I mean, I was really out there, man, because me and my family used to run a strip club in Jacksonville.
Wow.
And of course, you know, me and my shorty at the time, you know, we was out there, man. We had just come from a strip club. You know, the girls and everything, and I went home one night. I mean, we went to church. You know, we still going to church, going to the strip club and stuff like that. But
yeah,
one night we left the club and came home together now. And I wound up having a dream, and the Lord was just revealing to me, like, you know, you've been doing this way too long, son.
Yeah,
it's time for you to cut this joint out. And God revealed some things in this dream that kind of woke me up. I knew it was real because I never had an experience like that before.
Yeah.
You had dreams, but you never had dreams where, you know you got rocked. Yeah. So I wind up waking up, woke my girlfriend up at the time, like, yo, you're not going to believe this dream. She said she felt something, too, that wasn't right. So we decided to, we got in our ride. We went to one of our pastors. We told our pastors exactly what was going on. And he was like, man, that might be your wake-up call to turn your life around. Yeah. Believe me, wasn't on no Sunday, wasn't on no Friday. Like I said, we didn't go to church that night. We went to a strip club. And we wound up, both of us decided to surrender our life wholeheartedly that night. So, of course, we were still living together and stuff like that. So it wasn't no immediate change. It took some growth. It took some growth and just going to church and learning and trying to figure out how we're going to live this life and everything. So, you know, eventually we decided to go ahead and get married later on. Even after we had a child together, we decided to go ahead and get married. And then, you know, after some discipling, because I kind of put the turntable down for a bit.
Yeah.
So then, after being discipled, and it seemed like the Lord was telling me, man, okay, let's try this right here. And I started DJing, and I wound up, you know, I wanted some music, you know, like I knew it had to be some Christian rap or something that could help me out with how I was, you know, with living. So I found some form of Christian rap. I ain't like it at all. So like Andy Mineo said, there was some corny raps out there. There was some corny Christian raps out there. I ain't gonna lie. But back to the day, everybody in Jackson didn't know, and around the country, everybody know I used to take Shekel Beats because I was a Shekel DJ.
Yeah.
So I used to take Shekel Beats, and I found some Christian rappers. So I had Christian rappers rap over those Shekel Beats, and I would pass them out in the city, and it got hold to a lot of people. And then they got hold of the pastors, and they wasn't feeling that.
Yeah.
They wasn't feeling that, but you got to understand, I ain't know no Christian rap. I really wasn't into the music, the gospel music at the time, and I believe it was people like, who was out at the time? Like, some of the Kirk Franklin's, and
yeah.
I wasn't into all that. I really wasn't into all that, because I ain't like that music. So, like I said, I had some Christian rappers from Jacksonville rap over to Sanford Beach, man, it turned out really well. So, when I started getting a lot of flack from the churches here in Jacksonville, because I got fused with it. So, I started getting flack from the churches in Jacksonville.
Wow.
So, I decided to do some research. I mean, I did some research and was finding, first I wanted to find out who was the gospel DJ. So I found some gospel DJs, DJ Lace, and I can give a shout out to Rest in Peace DJ Lace.
Yeah.
He was one I found. I found a dude by the name of DJ Sean Blue. I found a DJ by the name of DJ Delight.
Yep.
And that's when he had Third Coast Fire, when it was Holy Culture Radio. See, yep. I remember Holy Culture Radio.
Yeah, I remember.
All right, so then I wound up finding another DJ by the name of DJ IRG.
Yep.
So, those were the DJs who I studied hard. I studied a lot more DJ Delight and DJ Lace more than anybody because I wanted to come up with a radio show that played the best in rap. That played the best in rap, really. I didn't get into the rhythm and praise till later.
Yeah.
Or R&B till later. So, I was searching for the best in gospel rap. So, when I heard that Third Coast Fire from DJ Delight, I studied that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I decided to create a show. And DJ Delight knows this story. I actually would record his Third Coast Fire, and I would chop off some of the best songs in Third Coast Fire and made my own radio show. He knows this story.
Yeah.
So I would chop out some of the best songs. And I ain't gonna lie, some of the songs, he's having like a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
On Third Coast Fire, Holy Culture Radio. And like I said, you know, that's what I did. So I would chop up some of the best songs that I liked from him and made my own radio show. And it used to be called HHH Radio. Instead of Holy Hip Hop Is Heard. It was WHHH Radio, Where Holy Hip Hop Is Heard.
Wow. Right.
But that's how it started. That had to be like maybe 2005 or 6 at the time. So then just coming to know DJ Sean Blue, I wanted to make mixtapes. So of course I found out about DJ Sean Blue and DJ Rod Jesus. They was making those mixtapes. Most Sean Blue than anything, I found that DJ Rod Jesus was working with some artists. And he was a DJ, like Sean Slaughter and what's the boys from New York? Reggae, what's his name? Red? Red and Precise.
Yeah, Corey Red and Precise.
Corey Red and Precise, yeah. I heard about them. So of course I was like, you know what? I can't just take DJ like music and do it like that. That's kind of wrong. I realized it was kind of wrong, but you know, so like I said, I started doing my research. So I started searching for the best in gospel rap. There was a dude in Jacksonville that kind of turned me on to a lot of this music. And he had it. And man, I was like, oh my goodness, man, I need to get with you. So he had a bunch of CDs. So he actually blessed me with a CD of a lot of those tracks. He blessed me with it. He didn't sell it to me. He blessed me with it because he knew I was trying to learn. He knew I was a DJ. So I found out about Platinum Souls and people like Rock Serving and Cross Moving and Petty D. And so, like I said, I got all those cast albums, and I listened to each album, and I decided to pick the best songs off that album and made it and used that as my radio show. So I took the best one. So even to this day, I try to play the best songs from my artists, and I feel like that's their hit for radio. So even to this day, my HBH radio plays nothing but the best in inspirational rap, rhythm, and praise flavor, nothing but the hits. What I feel are the hits.
Yeah.
So artists might put a single out, but that might not be a hit for me.
Yeah.
And to my listening audience. So that's how I started way back then. So like I said, it was called WHHH Radio.
You know we're going to have to pause and get to some music. DJ Will from Jacksonville on the ones and twos. We're going to get back to that story right there, right after this music, man. Let's go.
Never one ain't going to be nothing. 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 Never one ain't going to be nothing.
I'm a low life, I live a thought life. Yeah, that's what they say to me. Yeah, I've been called every name in the book from A to Z. But that don't even faze me. Nah, that won't even graze me. But yes, it do amaze me how they take shots but can't aim C. After they try plan A, I guess they gon' try plan B. And trust me, I never fall. Stand tall, do it all. I prove them wrong, just me alone. Hustles in me to the bone. And they don't know what I've been through. And they don't know what I'm finna do. I turn negativity into motivation. Try to figure out why they always hate. When I'm in the corner, they around that way. Gotta let them know that I ain't playing. Turn negativity into motivation. Try to figure out why they always hate. When I'm in the corner, they around that way. Gotta let them know that I ain't playing.
Never one ain't gon' be nothing. 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 You don't know what I've been through. Oh no, 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 no.
Said I never wasn't gon' be nothing. I was a king since I was round 3 something. If a hater tell me something different, then I exhale off the indifference. Mama struggle cause my daddy missing. My shoes talking, my kitchen empty. But I got a vision and God with me. I can explode that in the instant. Took the ACT test 7 times. On the 7 times I got an 80 grand scholarship. Got a bachelor's and a master's. Now I got the ring. Don't doubt me, don't out me. If I go down, I'ma come up. Sum up to my truck up. Equate my hustle. Maximize my talent, my mind, plus that muscle. Squaring all my haters, exponentialize my paper. No Instagram, I did a billboard. 22 did museums. Nickname is Ben Joseph, like Joseph.
They say you never one gon' be nothing. Never one ain't 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 gon' be nothing.
You don't know what
was them jokers. I tried to gain, slow the cane, gave my mom a whole gang of pain. Mean mug in my mirror, bigger her Michael chain. I made a change. I pulled a plug on that door light. Gave my home a hit drug bite. Caught the jar, went legit. I'm with my wife but on club night. Got my hand in them books again. Staying true to my discipline. Hard work, it pays off. Haters outside looking in. Motivate these young folks. Educate these strong folks. Say you wasn't gon' be nothing. Time to prove them wrong folks. I'm yelling out, keep up a lie. No felonies, no getting high. I'm on the win, going in. My destiny is be super solid.
Look at me. Look at me. I guarantee I ain't what you thought I'd be. Ha, look at me.
Say you never one gon' be none, 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 never one gon' be none.
You don't know what I've been through. Oh no, 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 no. You don't know what I've been through.
Oh no, 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 no.
Everyone hit the deck.
DJ Will E.
Mobilize and in the building. Another shot.
Now it's time to hook y'all up with one of my cousins, T. Bailey. The track is called Groupie. Let's get into it. Yes, sir.
Blazing, and I never seen nobody do it like he do. Every time he come around, I just lose my cool. Oh my God, there he is, you know it's about to go down. Feel him all over me, yeah. And that's how it is on a daily basis. Always around, never leave my savior. And his love is unconditional. Staying patient with me even when I get out of control. Like, whoa, nobody's made me feel like this before. You always keep your word.
Something that you want to advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio, hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blast, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out.
So go to yachtatiking.com and advertise today.
Let's get it in with this brand new segment from DJ Kingdom 7. And it's all about the Kingdom Nuggets, baby. Let's go.
Hello, this is your soul-saving DJ Kingdom 7 of Yacht of the King Radio, giving you your Kingdom Nuggets. The heart is a very important organ. It is responsible for just about everything that gives the body life and vitality. It not only transports oxygen, but aids in the success of our immune system, the foods we eat, and the amount of activity we choose to take part of. Needless to say, it is important to take care of our hearts by eating properly and exercising on a regular basis. Failure to do so can lead to many health problems, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, poor circulation. It is safe to reiterate again that caring for our hearts is not an option. It is a must. We must take care of what God gave us. Our body is a temple, His temple. And so, in order to do out His will, we must take care of our bodies. Kingdom Nuggets.
We with DJ Will. He's sharing his story about how he got started as a DJ. Let's hop right back into this.
Then I started getting a lot of flash about holy hip hop, the word holy hip hop, and then a lot of artists that didn't want to be, yeah, they didn't want to be called holy hip hop.
Yeah.
So I decided to change my name to HBH Radio, or We're Hot But Holy Radio. We're Hot But Holy. Feel me? Hot But Holy Radio. Yeah. HBH Radio.
That's what's up, man.
So, yeah, so that used to, that though, since I was studying Sean Blue and all those other cats making mixtapes, I didn't want to do the mixtapes like they were doing. So my mixtapes were my radio shows. So, of course, it was WHBH Radio. They the best expression, rapper, rhythm, and praise, flavor, and I would distribute those mixtapes everywhere. Then the rapper was telling me about these events I need to go to, like Flavor Fest and Rap Fest and Holy Hip Hop. So, of course, I wound up going to those joints with the session of Rap Fest. I went to Flavor Fest, Holy Hip Hop Awards, and I got to meet all these rappers. So, of course, I got tons of music. And then I, once again, I started putting the joints into a CD. And that like I said, that was my WHBH Radio. And somebody in Jacksonville from an FM station heard about me playing the best inspirational rap. So he decided, he did an interview with me on that morning show. Yeah. Like, it's a secular show now. He did an interview. Matter of fact, he saw me spin one day. One evening, and boom, he decided to interview me on that morning show.
Wow.
Like, yo, we got a gospel DJ, and Jacksonville that plays the best in his music. We need to find out who he is. So it was a great interview on a secular station with the R&B. And man, next thing you know, he had a meeting with me. Like 2 weeks later, it's like, man, you need to have a radio show that plays this music. So after talking to the guy, he decided to bless me on Sunday with a 2-hour radio show on the FM station. So my first actual radio show wound up being on FM radio, Hot 105.7 in Jacksonville, thanks to Larry Steele. And he gave me my shot, and I wound up having a co-host because I never did radio before. So he gave me a co-host by the name of Pastor Lovey Hunter, who is a pastor in Louisiana. He is the pastor in Louisiana, but he was my co-host of the show. But it was all DJ Will, but he was my co-host, man. We had a wonderful show, man. We like ratings went through the roof on Sunday.
Wow.
Because it was just fresh. So the only reason why we went off the air because the station manager decided to change the format of the station. So it wound up being Hispanic radio. God, like a month later, God saw fit for me to wind up having my own radio show on where I currently reside now, WZ, the Gospel 1400. So I've been on this radio station playing rap for the past going on 8 years. So I've been at 7+ years, going on 8 years playing gospel rap. or inspirational rap, as I call it now, on this station. So, of course, HBH Radio still was in existence, so I carried it on different stations all over the country for years. Of course, I had some downtime to reorganize, but now it's stronger than ever now. So we're on a lot of stations, not just internet, but we're on FM, AM stations throughout the world, not the country, but the world.
Let me ask you this, man. As a DJ, what is something that really keeps you going, man? You said you had some uptime, you had some downtimes. But I know, sometimes you guys get love. I know DJ I Rock Jesus, one thing he said is a lot of people might give weekend love. You know what I'm saying? They're your best friend at a show or something like that. But then you might never hear from them or it's hard to get back in touch with them. But with you, what inspires you to keep going, man?
Man, I mean, I've been a hip hop head for years.
Yeah.
And as a DJ, you just love music.
Yeah.
So I've always loved the music. Even to this day, I show love to the artist. It don't matter if it's major or indie artist. I show love to that artist because if it wasn't for the music, I wouldn't even be where I'm at. I wouldn't even be doing this. Not too many people like me are doing this full time that plays rap. Not too many people do this full time and get a little check to do this. So it's really the music. Like even if I don't have this radio show, I mean, do the radio station or whatever, I would still create a way to still put out this music. I feel it's a nice little following. Where even if I didn't have the radio, wasn't on the radio station, I would still put out this music in some type of format that resembles a radio show.
Yeah.
So, plus I DJ full time too. So, it's really the love of the music, man. I love the music, and I love inspiration of music.
Dope.
And there's so many great artists out here, man, major and indie, that have some great material that needs to be exposed to. I'm here to try to continue to provide a platform that can expose that music.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this, man, about the platform. The platform is so important. I think, we definitely now are picking it up. We got DJs, we got radio shows, radio personalities, and it's really picking up. I just want to ask you, bro, what has been one of the most influential testimonies you heard from somebody hearing your show out, man? You talked about being on the FM station, on a secular station. Was there any testimonies, man, that you remember, or even new testimonies that people have shared with you, man, about how you have impacted their lives?
Man, I get testimonies all the time, bro.
Yeah.
And it's not just, and you gotta understand, like I said, I do the gospel rap show, and I do my morning show and things like that. And see, understand, like my morning show, I play a lot. I play some Deshaun Mitchell and Tasha Cobb and stuff like that. But see, God provide me, like the last 2 hours, I do a mix show. So of course I'm throwing a little gospel rap here and there in the mix. So I got an hour where I mix from the two turntables. And then the last hour, I really crank it up. That's why I can throw a little gospel rap here and there in the mix. But it's more urban music, like Ken Jones, Eric Combo, Chris Searcy, Chris Cobbins, Ben Jai, all those people. And then, of course, I throw some raps with Flame and McCray and people like that.
Yeah.
So, but there's more the testimony is, like, I'm from the streets and I'm real. And like I said, I'm from the hip hop genre, but yet it's still I'm playing the Tasha Cobb. But as I'm speaking to you now, this is how I speak to my listening artists. But there's so many people that's not with that church lingo,
right?
You know the blessing, highly favored, and the stuff like that. I ain't never went with that route. But anyone, when God saved me, He saved me as I was. I'm from a cat from the streets. And this is how I talk to my listening artists. I just be real with them. So the testimonies, man, I get testimonies from elderly ladies, 80, on down, that love just me, my realness. And then they can appreciate me when I throw a little gospel rap up in there, as they call it. It's been called a gospel rap, so they can appreciate me playing Tasha Cobbs and then turn around and play Lecrae or Ed Domingo right behind them. You feel me? So that's the testimony. And then of course, I do a thing called the Word for the Day, where I deliver a word just like I was from the street. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Bible scholar. I ain't go to school for it. It just, I've always said, man, that the word is basically common sense. You either do what it says or you don't, or you believe what it says or you don't.
Yeah.
So I give people my testimony on what I feel like the word is saying. Believe me, like I said, I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm just giving you my take on what I feel what the word is saying. So, and I get tons of testimonies, man, from the elderly, the youth pastors, the pastors, bishops. They just like my delivery when it comes to sharing the word and the music that I play.
That's what's up, man. Definitely, that's what's up. Man, we're going to go into your mix right now, man. We're going to get it in. Check out what DJ Will got going. This is one of his latest and greatest, as I always say. And we're going to get into it here on Yacht of the King Radio. We'll be right back after this.
20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, know what I grind for, it's really who I grind for. Don't think this is dynamite, now the left mind blown. Now I see excitement. Truth up in the premises, you know that brings enlightenment. Okay. LTL to the NC State, city takers, we nuts so. Hands up like a robbery, but you know what we come for. Them saints, them sinners, them haters, them bammers. Them tell about a guy who died for the guys full of lies, whose pride is trying to slam us. So slam us, and yeah, we'll take that as an honor. They say your son's grind tends to be just like his father's. Like my daddy is, my ink spills on pages. And y'all still miss what grace is. It's grace that I can say these lines. Flip it on up, educate these minds. Man, if I had to face these crimes, no way I'd make it out alive. And that's why I'm still standing, saying 24/7 all the time. Yeah, I'm
on my grind.
Alright, I walk it just like I talk it. I get it just like I live. I just go a little bit harder, cause he's sacrificing my sins. Most still sleeping all in the kid. But don't get it twisted, I'ma wake him up with this word. Y'all about to get that business. We replicating the culture, we taking over these cities. That work ain't always pretty, frontline's rough, rugged, and gritty. Put your hands in the air if you with me. Scream a little bit louder. When I feel weak, I pray to the Lord and he helps give me a little more power. Devil came to devour for a minute, he had me in the trap. I was flat on my back, universe in like a junkie fiend in for crap. Matter of fact, the Lord give me a lesson, I was living without lack. Started praising my possessions and he took it all back. Had to start from scratch, this a new jack, where my crew at? Where I beat down blue black, it was me against the world, no two black. All eyes on me, yeah, these are true facts. Now I'm doing fine, cause I put him first through me, he shining. Now it's like 24/7 all the time, yeah, on my grind.
If he's an MC or she's an MC, then really I don't really wanna be an MC. It's grieving to me, they sleeping on me. Better think twice when they see me on scene. I'm writing, I'm grinding, our foes are giants, we're titans, elites. They wonder why the support fails. Maybe it's cause they never took the time to invest in themselves. Sorry, but that's the truth of the matter. I'm glad you're talking Jesus, but them rhymes can't be battered. So welcome to this habitat, where Smith's mind goes rack for rack. That means we push them balls, get off your pillow and work on your craft. You dummies laugh, but really this is a warning, dude. Yeah, you want it bad, but some just want it more than you. And that's a promise, these stars are nothing but comets. They falling after them commas, so it's zero that they finding. Just believe I'm grinding, but that will never define me. As long as the gospel's in my veins like an IV.
On my grind, 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 on my grind
Let's ride this thing right here on your HBH Radio Worldwide. I'm your favorite cousin, DJ Wheel. Yes, sir.
Window, elbow pointed to the counter, seat in the recline position, sit behind me, use a donor. I'm higher than a stoner, smoking from California on that supernatural. Smell my heavenly aroma, 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 aroma. Plead guilty if you with me, cause this shout not gonna be on ya. And these effects last better than your best batch. Got an itch you cannot scratch, you need more, you just ask. Now keep your cash, I'ma keep it true. Since I got it for free, I'ma pass it on to you. And you pass it to them, and yeah, now what they gon' do? They put it in the wind and let it breeze through. Now everybody running from the beast that's loose. Epidemic at your spirit, you looking nervous, I know you feel it. Don't wanna hear it, it's just the truth. So don't you fear it or act aloof. Some ask for proof, like his word ended up. You don't really get it, buddy, have another puff. I got the light, so got to light it up. What a high, this good, what a need, what a truth.
We got it, good work, all day. Sweetest cotton candy, have a taste. It'll get your mind right, it'll make your heart race. Come and fly with me, man, the fever's great. We got it, good work, all day. Sweetest cotton candy, have a taste. It'll get your mind right, it'll make your heart race. Come and fly with me. Man, the view was great.
Hey, look, here, shouted, I got something that you need. In fact, this right here is known to clear up your spiritual cataract. You can't see your way, oh, I bet you gon' be focused. Not everybody around you say something different. They notice how you used to have an attitude. Now you're showing gratitude. Someone do you wrong, you play Tupac. I ain't mad at you. No, it's kinda slow at first, but gotta be persistent, man. Plus, once you meet that connect, I bet your life won't be the same. Plant that seed of joy off in your heart, I can see you grow. Now it's just so loud up in your life that you can't keep it low. Time to take it all around. Tell the people that you know you can serve them anywhere, from the corner to the stove. Got that little light inside of you, and now it's shining bright. A lot of people tried a lot of things, just they favor right. Man, his word so heavy, so you best make sure you weigh it right. And we ain't gotta tax you, he already paid the price.
We got it, good work, all day. Sweetest cotton candy, have a taste. It'll get your mind right, it'll make your heart race. Come and fly with me, man, the view is great. We got it, good work, all day. Sweetest cotton candy, have a taste. It'll get your mind right, it'll make your heart race. Come and fly with me, man, the view is great.
All right, we back from the mix with DJ Will from Jacksonville, man, getting it in. He was on the ones and twos. And now, man, we're going to get on the topic of the day, man. You talked about this in your testimony. You talked about dreams. I've been reading Matthew as I'm going through the Bible again, and I'm going to just encourage everybody, go through the Bible, listen to the Bible, get it in. But in the beginning of Matthew, there was a lot of dreams that God show people what to do. You talked about in your testimony how God woke you up in a dream. He gave you a dream that will wake you up in your spirit. Just talk to me, man, about the power of dreams, man. What do you think about that?
Well, man. Well, you know, man. You know, if you know anything about it, like I said, I'm not a Bible scholar.
No, you good.
And, you know, I'm not a Bible scholar. You know, it's got to be like Acts. Somewhere where it says, in the last days it shall be, God has said that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy, and your men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Now, I'm an old man. Now, I ain't gonna give out my name. I ain't gonna give out my number.
Yeah.
How old I am. You should know I'm old school with it.
Yeah.
And man, it's like, man, as far as the dreams concerned, man, I know you hear a lot of cats talk about following their dreams and stuff like that, but the Bible talks about dreams, you know.
Yeah.
Visions and dreams. The old man shared dreams. And if I was to give a word for the day, man, you know, chase your dream, I guess. If God gives you a dream or a vision, go after it. God wouldn't have gave it to me for a reason. And like I said, God woke me up from a dream. Like, I need to shut it down what I was doing and made it a stuff. You might want to go after what God showed you in your dream. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to pour out in the last days, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh, and sons and daughters shall prophesy, and young men shall see visions, and old men shall dream dreams. You might want to do that.
Yeah.
You might listen to what it's saying.
That's
you
good.
You feel me?
I mean, and I think the great thing about a dream like that, well, it really showed you, especially, man, just give me a little bit more before I ask the next question, more of that dream that you had, that how it shocked you to the point where you were like, man, I got to get my life right. Because you're not the first one that shared that God gave him a dream, and the next day or the same day, they went and turned their life around. And I'm not saying it was instant, but you said, like you said, you made a decision to follow Christ. So go ahead and share go ahead.
Well, God showed me in this dream, like, if I don't turn my life around and get it right, I was going to die.
Wow.
He said, I showed it to me, like, if you don't, you're going to die. And I don't think anybody want to die and go to hell. I don't care what anybody say. Y'all don't understand. Hell is not a place you want to go.
Yeah.
Hell is not a place. If you really think about hell, hell should scare you.
Mm-hmm.
It should scare you. I'm scared of hell. I really am. I'm a wuss when it comes to hell. So I try to do my best to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord. I'm not perfect with it, but I'm scared of hell.
Yeah.
I'm scared of everything that hell represents. So when God told me, if I don't stop doing what I'm doing, then I'm going to die. I know if I die in my sins, I know where I'm going to go. I believe that. And I truly believe a lot of people actually believe that, but they really don't understand what hell is all about. And if they really understand what hell is all about, you're going to try to do what you can to try to do right. And, you know, if you haven't accepted him, you might want to do that. At least accept him and then try.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of cats out here that ain't trying. And that's sad. That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really. If you really read that word, what it says about hell and all that hell is about, because you don't want to go there.
Yeah. No, that's
and I don't want to go
there. That's real talk right there from DJ Will Dreams, man. And there's a couple of stories in the Bible, man. What's another story in the Bible that you remember somebody being warned in a dream or being shown what to do through a dream?
Oh, man, I hope I'm not a Bible scholar, but I think it had to be Joseph.
Yep.
If I'm right, it got to be Joseph. And if I remember the story correctly, Joseph can interpret dreams.
Yeah.
And, like I say, I'm learning. Joseph interpret a dream from whoever the guy was that was the king at the time.
Yeah, the Pharaoh. Yeah.
And when the king had the dream, he asked the people, you know, somebody needs to let me know what's up with these dreams I had.
Yeah.
I don't like these dreams. Tell me about the brute. So they went looking for Joseph. So the king told Joseph about the dream. And, of course, God gave Joseph the gift of interpreting dreams. And he told dude, like, you're going to have 7 years of famine. I mean, seven years you're going to be prosperous with your crop.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 years later, it's going to be a famine in the land. So you need to save up for these next 7 years, for the 7 years that you own. You're going to be, it's going to be famine in the land.
Yeah.
So, yes, Joseph was one of those cats, man. He can interpret his dreams, and he helped pretty much save that land in 7 years when they had that famine.
Dope, man. So, and you had an interpreter. You had an interpreter as well when you went to your pastor, because you were like, hey, man, what's up? I had this dream, you know.
Yes, sir. And he was like, well, Will, maybe the Lord trying to tell you, man, you know, this might be a greater calling for you. You need to stop what you're doing. Like, you need to stop right now if you don't know what's around that corner. Now, he was telling me, man, you know God gave you a gift. You need to utilize your gift. So, of course, you know, I had to shut everything down. And I started listening to what the Lord was sharing with me. And I'm serious, man. After that, God started sharing some things with me, like how to live, how to do this, and if I want to do this music or whatever. He pretty much told me what I needed to do. And I ain't gonna lie, I've been a faith walker even to this day. Yeah. I'm telling you, y'all have no idea. Like, this where I'm at right now, it had nothing to do with what DJ Will did, what Will did. It was what God did. Because I never would have known that I'd be one of the top DJs or radio announcers in the country. I never thought I'd be a part of a team that won a Stellar Award this past January. I never thought it. I never even dreamed of even winning this type of award. Like, I really never got recognized for anything.
Yeah.
Except being a man of God. I even got arrested for the gospel. Like you mentioned in the book. Yeah, that's what I do. All I do is to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus. And that's what I did. And he used a person like me. I'm nobody. Yeah. I really ain't nobody. I mean, if I could tell you how all this happened, I'm telling you, it's all because of the Lord. It had nothing to do with me. I ain't set out to be the top number one DJ. I ain't set out to be on radio like that. All I wanted to do was for the love of the music and try to provide a platform for some of these cats that had some good music. And then there was just a bad negative music. There's some bad negative music out there. I just wanted to be able to provide an alternative to the bad negative music. And God elevated me like it did.
Yeah,
and it's still some more growth. It didn't even have to be me. It could have been anybody. But you know, God chose me to do what I do in my lane. I mean, He chose you to do what you do in your lane. And God's going to elevate you, me, all of us, because you know this is something fresh that really the industry have not tapped in yet. They're going to, believe me. They can't just sit around and let us continue to do what we're doing without trying to get their hands in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, God's gonna help and bless you to where you're going to be elevated. So be on the lookout for it and be ready for it. Because I can honestly tell you, God told me to be ready.
Yeah.
And I oftentimes, days I don't have, like, understand, like I said, I didn't foresee me to be in the position that I'm in right now. I had the rap show was one day, which was a Friday. And that was it. And then I wasn't making probably no money at all. So I lived off of, like, real talk. If I tell you how much I was making at the time, bro, I was only making $200 a month. And that was my only job. So wow. God had kind of told me to quit my truck driver job where I was working to do this. And I'm like, no, I'm going to do this. I got kids to feed, a wife, and all that.
Yeah.
You trust me. You do it this way, you'll be all right. And even to this day, I'm still all right. Yeah. You know, trusting in Him. I don't make a lot of money. I do okay, but sometimes you got to learn how to live with what you have and make the best of it. So, of course, I've been a faith walker just trusting in the Lord up until this day. I never saw myself doing this on what I'm doing. Yeah. And He's still showing me what I need to do.
Dope, man. He's living out the dream, man. We had the topic of the day all about dreams and what God is doing. And I'm just going to encourage you, man, and really listen and see what God wants to do with you in your life, man. If you feel like you're in a place where you need God, man, He's right there and he'll speak to you. Even pray that God will speak to you through your dreams, and it will happen, man. I know that it will happen because God has done it to me, man. I'll talk about this later. Let's get into another mix with DJ Will on the ones and twos. Let's get it in. DJ Will doing his thing. Let's see what he got. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio, hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise
cousin,
today. DJ,
with everybody's favorite cousin. Let's get into it. Yeah, sir.
Look at how these rappers be glorifying death like they don't have to answer the king. Cooler than antifreeze. Look at how these rappers be glorifying death like they don't have to answer the
king. Okay, Jack Rip back again, representing for the real. Do this for the Lord. I don't have to have a record deal. Rebel for the cause. Call me Bandolero. Keep my eyes on the prize, cause his eyes on the sparrow. A light inside of darkness. Teach others by my lifestyle. My will is in his hands. I can die right now. I know just where I'm going. Look at the seeds I'm sowing. I'm just waiting on my harvest. Yeah, it's coming any moment. I'm throwing up the rock, taking down Goliath. Plus I'm taking back what's mine. I ain't worried about no giants. I pray that God stop suffering. I'm praying for my enemies. Yet the world is sleeping on me like I'm praying in Gethsemane. Hello world, hello haters, all my fans and motivators. I'm just here to give the people what they want. No, you can't stop me, you can't take me. You could bend, but you won't break me. Yeah, I'm going hard until my job is done.
Hey, yo, I'm cooler than antifreeze. Look at how these rappers be glorifying death like they don't have to answer the king. Cooler than antifreeze. Look at how these rappers be glorifying death like they don't have to answer the king. Cooler than, cooler than antifreeze. Cooler than, cooler than antifreeze. Cooler than, cooler than antifreeze. Cooler than, cooler than antifreeze.
It's Mr. Knox from the block, flyer than a helicopter. Speaking to my youngsters, making sure one day the violence stop. Come together, we can make it all the way up to the mountaintop. We gotta start protecting our youth, give them another round instead of just killing and game banging and slanging. We teach them the only way I still playing ball and singing. The system aimed and designed to blow our mind. Every time I tune in the Fox 5, somebody dying. But why? But why? I know the Lord's still working on me, trying to shake this devil off my shoulder, trying to convince me he my homie, putting his money. Fast car, need women in my face, but I never sell my soul to the devil. Gotta keep the faith, that's why I ride. No gun by my side, God on my team, head high. I'm made in his image, so I'm a king. Spread love all over these streets, knowledge is free. God said, make the right choice, he'll work through me. An offer I can't refuse, spread the news, keep my people uplifted. God is good, and if you feel me, huh, can I get a witness? Repentance, God's glory is the only way for me. But just remember, without a test, there ain't no test. Testimony.
Cooler than antifreeze. Look at how these rappers be glorifying death like they don't have to answer the king. Cooler than antifreeze. Look at how these rappers be glorifying death like they don't have to answer the king. Cooler than, cooler than antifreeze. 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 Antifreeze.
Don't you go nowhere, baby, because we right here with your favorite cousin, DJ Will. This your boy T-Dot, baby. I'm out. Yes, sir.
I grab my Air Jordans, halo, and then my wings. Rock with me like the gravel, follow me like my shadow. My father provides life for all things. They scream as the prince gets on stage and praise the king. It's like I'm dreaming, but I'm up to Jesus in my cup. Now I'm free, I used to be stuck, so there's no reason to chase buttons. I'm blessed, boys, so I'm shining bright like it never rained. And never lose, cause I bring more winds than a hurricane. Even your watch say it's my time, boy. Give me your mirror when it's dark, I see the light shine, boy. My life is quite fine, boy, thanks to my God who's been blessing me. I killed the track and said goodbye, so I'm like rest in peace. And I'm the truth, no lie, don't need to change. They pitching beats, so I
Batman like Bruce Wayne. And not to brag, but you can see I got a gift. Get on my knees and I work out, but that's cause he's the one I lift. I'm in the race, I slow it down and pick up speed soon as I ship. It's in the future taking flights overseas when we take trips. Holy Blackwater got my back, I'm going wherever they go. When I die, don't cry, all I ask for is a halo in my wings.
Get on my knees and I pray to God that we stay close. Look at my city, I know that I gotta bring hope. I'm here today, so I thank God and forget about the peso. Hey, I just hope I get a halo. Bring me a halo. Know I'ma die, I pray I get to heaven and see his face. It's true, baby, I know I can't wait to see the day I get a halo. Bring me a halo. Yeah, bring me a halo. Bring me a halo. Bring me a halo. Yeah.
Hey, I'ma shine. I know one day I'm making it. There's one chance I'm taking it. Life is what you make of it. Don't care about what my friends say. Pop say, let them hate. I'm no barber, I do hoops, so I fade away like MJ. Hey, I'ma shine bright. Soon as the time right, your heart sour like lemons, cause you living the limelight. So you take millions and let Satan keep your soul. I'm blessed with wings to fly in these streets are made of gold. I tried to tell them I was nice, they didn't listen. I'm serving food for thought, so you can find me in the kitchen. And Holy Blackwater got my back, so I'm going wherever they go. And don't forget my halo.
Get on my knees and I pray to God that we stay close. Look at my city, I know that I gotta bring hope. I'm here today, so I thank God and forget about the peso. Hey, I just hope I get a halo. Bring me a halo. Get to heaven and see his face. It's true, baby, I know I can't wait to see the day I get a halo. Bring me a halo. Yeah, bring me a halo. Bring me a halo. Bring me a halo. To see the day I get a halo. Bring me a halo. Yeah, bring me a halo.
What's up, world? Yo, this your boy Cannon, man. You're now listening to HBH Radio Worldwide with everybody's favorite cousin, DJ Will, playing the best in inspirational rap, rhythm and praise, flavor. Yes, sir, baby. You know.
Here is hot, fresh, hype, new music. Yes, sir.
Since we spoke, and there's been many times I couldn't cope, taking my life for granted like it's a joke.
I don't wanna live like this anymore.
I know I need to fix my behavior. Every sin that needs them a savior. You saved me from more hurt, harm, and danger. But Lord, how can I repay you? Tomorrow is in promise.
Why am I?
All right, man. DJ Will once again on the ones and twos getting it in. And I love what he says. He always says this. Yes, sir. Where'd that come from, man?
Yes, sir. Oh, man. I have got to be honest with you, man. I got that word from two artists.
Yeah.
One with the Zigzag Boys.
Okay.
And Kenton Jones.
Yeah.
I got that from them. They were just saying it. We were just all hating. We were about to sing it together. I got this from them at a Holy Hip Hop Award.
Yeah.
A long time ago, about 2005. Of course, I was calling myself Cousin at the time. And then they was like they would finish the sentence. And like you say, is that true? They would say, yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's what they would say. And I'm like, Kent Jones and Big Nat Boys were saying that. So I'm like, I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
And Kent Jones would tell you, I elevated that. Kent Jones, these people, they would tell you, I elevated that, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I think it was basically because of the radio show or whatever. But every time I say something, I would say, yes, sir. Now, at first, I used to say, yeah. And I got that, yeah, from, believe it or not, I got it from Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z used to finish a rap, and he would say, yeah. So then I did, so my first radio show, I was saying, yeah, after I finished. Like I would say, yeah, so y'all have a great day. And I would say, yeah. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Then, and a radio announcer from a well-known radio station here in Jacksonville heard me, and he took that yeah from me.
Yeah.
So I was saying it on my show. He started saying it on his show. Then it got back to me. Like, yo, Will, dude, stealing your word. So that's when I went ahead and said, you know what, I would change that. So I remember Ken Jones and Big Nat Boys would say, yes, sir. So I started saying, yes, sir.
Yeah,
and that was way back in about 2005, 2006.
There you go. You see how things happen, man. Christian hip-hop inspiring somebody else right now. That's really what it is, man. Let's do this, man. People are wondering how they can get a hold of you. Maybe there's some artists they want to send some music. Maybe there's some people they want to check out your show. Man, how can they connect with you, man? Where you at on the worldwide internet?
Well, cousins, I'm part of a DJ crew called the One Accord DJ Alliance, and I'm part of a new DJ crew called the Exclusive DJs. Well, you can always holler at me many different ways. You can holler at me on Facebook at DJ Will JAX, you know, facebook.com/DJ Will JAX. You can holler at me on the Twitter or the Instagram at Fade Cousin DJ Will, since I'm everybody's favorite cousin.
Yeah.
Now, spell different. Spell FABCUZN. That's it, bonus for cousin.
Yeah.
FABCUZN DJ Will. DJ WILL. Fade Cousin DJ Will. And that's the best way you can get in touch with me. Or, if you really want to be in touch with me, all you have to do is text the word DJ Will, DJWILL, to the number 50500. You'll get all the information. You get the information on my Facebook, my Twitter, and my Instagram. And plus, you get blessed with a 3-hour mixtape that you can listen to on your phone directly. As soon as you do it, you're going to get a link. Start listening to my 3-hour HBH radio mixtape. And it's it's a brand new one from it's the 2014 mixtape. So that's the best way, man. If all that fails, just hit DJ Will, one word, to the number 50500. And you got me.
There it is, man. DJ Will, he's so precise with the connect. Definitely connect with him, man. What you got going up next, man? What's popping? I know you guys just won a stellar award out there, man. So
yes,
I know that's keeping y'all going. What else you guys got going right now?
Well, first of all, this is what I want everybody to do, man. First of all, man, y'all need to show love to Yacht of the King Radio, man. Make sure you tell everybody that you know to check out Yacht of the King, man. Support this cousin, man. Sow into his ministry. Please do that, man, because we need more radio shows like him that provides platform, not only for me, but for these Christian artists. So that's the first time I want to talk to you, man. Support him. Share his ministry with all that you know. And what I have going on is basically continue to minister the gospel through this music. Now, I understand now, ministering the gospel, even when the radio shuts down, ministering the gospel is more than just music. It's what you do after the music. So I minister the gospel even on the street. That's how he heard about me in the Jesus bus. Yeah. That's how I minister on the street. Even though I take this music and share it to the cousins on the street, the drug dealers and all that. And I know plenty of drug dealers, man, that's how I do it. But that's what I got going on, man. Just continue to minister the gospel and share this music with all the platforms that I have, man. And we got so many things. But keep in touch with me through, just like I said, and you'll know everything that's going on. But like I said, man, please support Y'all of the King Radio, man. We need him to continue to do what he does.
Hey, man, that's what's up, bro. I definitely appreciate it. Speaking of support, man, I see you got the Morning Rush hookup. That's what you call it. You know what I'm saying? On WZAZ AM 1400. What other stations can they hear your stuff at, man? Where can they catch up with you at?
Well, you know, you can listen to 24/7 Yes Lord Radio, www.yeslordradio.com. We're here to make the world say yes, Lord. 24/7, the best inspirational rap and rhythm and praise flavor. Many different shows on there, but you want to hear the best and the freshest of this music, you can always tune in any time of the day, 24/7. YesLordRadio.com. You can even download the app to your phone, YesLordRadio. YesLordRadio. Download the app. Or if you don't want to download the app, you just log on to YesLordRadio on your phone, and we'll shoot the app to you. So you can listen to it through the mobile app.
Yeah.
Automatically. And it's all free.
There you go. You see them hooking y'all up. Man, what's the last words you want to share with the people, man?
Well, first of all, man, if I could share a last word with y'all, man, the key to trust in the Lord, man, have faith in God in whatever you do, no matter how bad your situation may be, because you don't know my stories. I got stories for days. You can be on this call for a long time to share my stories, but, man, just continue to trust in the Lord, no matter what your situation is, good or bad. Don't lose your faith in the Lord. If you don't know Christ, cousin, this is the day to get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. You don't have to wait till no Sunday. You don't have to wait till no Friday service. Man, accept cousin as you are right now. If you don't know, I'm pretty sure Y'all of the King, my cousin, will share that information with you. Man, get in touch with the man. But, man, know Jesus for yourself, shorty. There is no perfect way to know Jesus. All you have to do is, I'm a Romans 10:9 soldier. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. That's real talk. Confess that you're a sinner and believe in your heart that he died on the cross for your sins, cousin. Man, that's powerful right there, man. That's all he said. They know nothing spooky about it. If you believe it, receive it, cousin. I always say this: if you believe it and receive it, cousin, you can retrieve it. That's just real talk.
That's what it is, man. DJ Will, I appreciate you spending time with us, man, and getting it in with us, man. And it was a blessing, man, to hear your story and everything that God is doing through you, bro.
Amen, cousin. You know, anytime, family.
For sure. We're going to get out of here. We're going to hop into some more music. I'll be right back after this. But we're going to say bye to DJ Will right here. Let's get it.
Reintroduce myself. I go by the name Montiel.
And I'm here with Miss Sharifa Edwards. And I just want to tell you that old life staying out till it's daylight. We off that. We off that. We off that. Sing it, ma.
We ain't about that.
Yeah, mama, I'm brand new. I'm brand new. Yeah, daddy, I'm brand new.
We ain't about that life no more.
I'm brand new. Yeah, baby, I'm brand new. I'm brand new. Yeah, mama, I'm brand new. Fresh out the box like new sneaks, brand new. Dead man walking, I don't live the way I used to. Sin, debauchery, the life that I'm used to. Don't judge me until you walk a mile in my shoes. And no, I ain't slang rock or gangbang. All send the same, man, leave you in the trap, man. Since God made Adam from some atoms, ate some apples in a rider, we must battle, fight, and grapple, get it? cause I don't wanna leave you confused. You know, climbing up them hills, trees can give me the blues. I've been sent by the one here to bring good news. Don't refuse, put your faith in the king of the Jews. And do a 187 up on that old man. Do a 180, embrace your new man. Old things all past, behold, they're all new. If you trust and believe, I faith you're brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, mama, I'm brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, daddy, I'm brand new. Love, hot bottle, pop, man, we off that. We off that. Don't get high, man, we off that. I'm brand new, yeah, baby, I'm brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, mama, I'm brand new. Slap your name two times, say we off that. We off that. It's high, let's agree, man, we off that. We off that. Instrumental, the enemy you come and mess with your mental. Moves in silence, stalking like a lion. Say you ain't saved, remember he's lying. No matter what you did in your past, cause only things done in Christ are the things that last. Chains locked on your life, here's the key for that. When you march with the king, you're free at last. Remove sin, only truth remains. Christ paid for your sins, left you with chains. So I know I'ma win and I go all in, cause I stand justified, justified, never sin. And from your heart, believe he wasn't, is it coming in the morning? You will rise with the coming of the sun. We must account for things we do. That's why grace by faith makes us brand new.
great interview with DJ Will from Jacksonville. If you missed it, go to ydkradio.com. Check out this whole interview. We got a whole slew of interviews on the website as well, man. We appreciate everybody for checking this out. Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk on the topic of the day right quick. I've been seeing this in the scriptures, man. I've been looking at Matthew and Mark and Joseph, the, if you want to call him the adopted or the earthly father of Jesus. He had a lot of dreams that God warned him to do certain things in. And, you know, sometimes we don't look at these things, but I was looking at it. I was like, wow, if God did not warn these people in dreams, not only him, but the wise men that came, they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, who was trying to kill Jesus. When I looked at that, I was like, man, just how powerful God is. He's even able to infiltrate our dreams. Even when I go to sleep at night, something I pray is that, God, hey, show me something in a dream, God. Show me what you want, you know, your will for me in my life, your will for some of my friends, oh God. Show me what I should be praying for. And God does it, man. So know that the same God that was able to give these dreams to Joseph is the same God that is still functioning today. And I'm not one of those cats to be like, oh, this is spooky. God gave me a dream. Now, we got to realize and understand that, you know, there's going to be some dreams that you have that are just dreams that you have. Other dreams, there might be dreams that God is trying to show you something and it points you in a direction of where you should be going, man. And it's important to take notice of that. I've been reading about Joseph, and he was filled with dreams. He was a dream interpreter, but he also had dreams, man. And if you don't understand what your dream is, the Bible says if you lack wisdom, ask God and he will generously give it to you, man. So I just wanted to talk about that, man. DJ Will started talking about it, and it was like, okay, man, this is what we got to talk about. It was like a confirmation thing. So we ran with it, man, and it was crazy how God changed his whole life by waking him up in a dream. So, I mean, even if you got people in your life that are not living for the Lord, pray that God will wake them up in a dream. Wake them up from a dream and say, hey, man, it's time to give your life to God. And he's able to do it, man. With DJ Will is a testimony of what God did. And we're going to keep seeing these testimonies, man. It's the Warrior Don Christian. I'ma salute all y'all. Y'all keep on moving forward for the kingdom and keep it Christ for life. I'm out of here. Life and bless God.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the Shabbat, we out of the King. We out of the King.